From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled Principles of Spiritual Warfare, part of his series of studies in the book of Joshua. Chapter 5, verses 13 through 15, records Joshua's visit from the captain of the Lord of Hosts, a pre-incarnate appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord himself came to Joshua to remind him that although physical activity would be necessary in the Lord's work, there must first be a meeting with the God of heaven and earth. Dr. Cairns listed the first principle as a recognition of the reality of the spiritual world. Then, in this spiritual battle, victory is assured because the Lord himself fights for his people. Next, the appearance of the captain of the Lord's hosts taught Joshua that communion with Christ must precede contending with the enemy. The fourth principle is the realization that in this spiritual warfare, the battle is the Lord's. Israel was about to encounter the greatest opposition they had ever seen, but the Lord who had promised them the victory would fight for them. The fifth principle reminded us that in these spiritual battles, the Lord is the commander. As we'll see today, full surrender and obedience to the divine commander is required. God's servants are to follow Christ alone and not men. Dr. Cairns will continue the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Acts chapter 13 and verse 39. All that believe are justified. The believer in Christ receives a present justification. Faith does not produce this fruit by and by, but now. So far as justification is the result of faith, it is given to the soul in the moment when it closes with Christ and accepts Him as its all in all. Are they who stand before the throne of God justified now? So are we, as truly and as clearly justified, as they who walk in white and sing melodious praises to celestial harps. The thief upon the cross was justified the moment that he turned the eye of faith to Jesus. And Paul the aged, after years of service, was not more justified than was the thief with no service at all. We are today accepted in the Beloved, today absolved from sin, today acquitted at the bar of God. O soul-transporting thought! There are some clusters of Eshkol's vine which we shall not be able to gather till we enter heaven. But this is a bough which runneth over the wall. This is not as the corn of the land which we can never eat till we cross Jordan. But this is part of the manna in the wilderness, a portion of our daily nutriment with which God supplies us in our journeying to and fro. We are now, even now, pardoned. Even now are our sins put away. Even now we stand in the sight of God accepted, as though we had never been guilty. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There is not a sin in the book of God, even now, against one of his people. Who dareth to lay anything to their charge? There is neither speck, nor spot, nor wrinkle, nor any such thing remaining upon any one believer in the matter of justification in the sight of the Judge of all the earth. Let present privilege awaken us to present duty. And now, while life lasts, let us spend and be spent for our sweet Lord Jesus.
My hand will say.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
If you're pleased with this preacher, thank God. I'm very happy about that. But I want to tell you, I'm not going to get carried away with it because I realize that by tomorrow morning that could be changed. Not that you're fickle. I don't mean that. But I mean that's life. I have often reminded you of a young lady in my church in Ballymoney. She and her husband, Joan and I, are still very good friends to this day. But she and her family were brought to Christ through the ministry. They owed everything under God to the ministry that we had in Ballymoney. And that young woman, young lady of considerable genius, she thought that this preacher could do no wrong. She looked up to me the way you would look up to the archangel. I remember drawing her aside and saying, you better not do that. By the grace of God, I'll do all I can never to fail you. But with the best effort in the world, either I will fail you or you'll think I have failed you. There'll come a time when you'll differ and I want you to have your eyes on Christ. He's the commander. He's the leader. She saw the wisdom of that. It's vital for us all. You get your eyes on the preacher, and you only do things to please a preacher or to please a church, or you get your eyes on the church. Now, I'm a Free Presbyterian, not by accident, but by conviction. I'm here because I am convinced that God called me here and God placed me here, and I wouldn't take $1 million a week and be anywhere else. And I mean that quite literally. But if you zero in on the denomination or the church, and that's all you see, first of all, you're setting yourself up for a fall, for disappointment. You become embittered. And secondly, you're inhibiting your service. Oh, that you would see Christ. He is the commander. And if you see the Savior, you will realize that He demands your best, but He deserves your best. There'll be times when you will look at me or look at the church or look at sinners or look at the situation and say, I can't be bothered. Those people don't deserve that effort from me. What right have they to expect that effort from me? But oh, get your eyes on Christ, and you'll realize that He always deserves your best. You're not serving the church. You're not serving the preacher. When you give your money, you're not giving it to me or to this session and committee, except as servants of the Christ of God. You give of your substance and of yourself to the Savior. He deserves your best. But also remember, as a commander, His word is law. His word is law. A commander does not come and give you the option. He gives you the order. And there are many of God's people who would have to plead guilty that they have gone absent without leave, that they have gone absent in the day of battle, that they have ignored the commander's commands, that they are not doing the will of their great Prince, Captain, and Savior, Jesus Christ. They know the order of battle. They know the command of Christ. They know the will of God. They know what the Lord demands of them, and they're not doing it. There are Christians perhaps even here this morning, and you've got so caught up with things that don't really matter. You've deafened your ear to the call and command of the Lord. Men and women, learn, not only is the battle the Lord's, but the leadership is the Lord's as well. And that leads to the sixth thing we must recognize, that full surrender and obedience are required of every servant. As soon as Joshua met the commander in chief, he said, "What saith my Lord unto his servant?" As soon as he saw the captain of the Lord's host. And you know, I have to say that that is the natural and inevitable reaction of a born-again believer when he sees Christ. When we are going absent without leave, when we are going to do what we want and we are disobedient to the will of God plainly declared in Scripture, when that happens, it is always indicative of the fact that we have lost sight of Christ. Lost sight of Christ. When you lose sight of the Savior, you lose the motivation to live right. You lose the motivation to do right, and you lose the motivation to serve. And I want to tell you this morning, you look at your own heart. If you're in the wilderness today, with you've lost out with God, and you're not serving God, and you're not doing the will of God, you know you failed to meet with Him and get your eyes on Him. Because once you see Him, there be surrender. What saith my Lord to His servants? Isn't this the call of the New Testament as well as the Old? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's the call of God. Service demands surrender and obedience. You remember those words of Paul to young Timothy, 2 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now that's the command. Now, Paul says a thing that really is an illustration. It's taken from the world, the military world. He says, no man that warreth, no man going to war, no soldier going into battle, entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. The word affairs is the Greek word that gives us the word pragmatic. What he's saying is that a soldier doesn't get caught up with civilian affairs or businesses. If you're going into battle, he says, you don't get yourself tied up with civilian business. You don't get yourself caught up with things that take your mind off the battle, that take your energies off the battle. That's the quickest way to get killed on a battlefield. If there's ever one place where you need focus, that's the place. That's what Paul's saying. Now he says, you are a soldier of Jesus Christ, and if, to use his words, if you would please him who has chosen you to be a soldier, if you would please him who has enlisted you in his great spiritual army, then don't get caught up with civilian affairs. Don't get caught up with affairs that are going to take your mind and your energy away from what really matters. Now, obviously, Paul is not telling Christians that they don't have to work in the world, they don't have to run their business, they don't have to make enough money to live and support the work of God. He's not saying that. But he's saying, whatever you do in the world, do not get caught up with anything in this world to the extent that it will be a hindrance to you being a soldier of Christ and pleasing him who has enlisted you in his cause. In other words, if you're a shopkeeper, well, be a shopkeeper, but that's not your real calling. Your real calling is a soldier of Christ. That's just where you're fighting the battle for Christ as a shopkeeper. So be one, but remember your real calling. If you're a salesman, well, sell. As long as you do it honestly. Sell. But remember, that's not your real calling. Your real calling is to soldier. It's true if you're a preacher. Well, preach. But remember, you're not just there to occupy a pulpit. You're not just there to satisfy people. You're not merely there to give cohesion and be some sort of a public relations director for the church. You're there to be a soldier of Jesus Christ, so that whatever you're doing in the world, please him who has enlisted you in his cause. And don't let any affairs of any description, however legitimate they may appear to be, don't let any of them so entangle you that they remove your effectiveness in serving Christ. Anything or anybody that does that at that point becomes sin. Just think of it. The words of Amasai to David should be the cry of every believer to Christ. He said in 1 Chronicles 12:18, thine we are, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. That's the prayer of every Christian to Christ. Thine we are, O Christ. We are on thy side. We are surrendered and obedient to thee. The cause of Christ urgently needs people like that. We tend to be like Peter. John 21, he said, what will this man do? Pointing to John, what will he do? It's very easy to be like that. Lord, what about him? What about him? Or what about her? What will they do? The Lord Jesus very politely told him, that's not your business, Peter, that's my business. Your business is, follow thou me. John 21, verse 22. Oh, that we would take that as God's word to us today. Follow thou me. And whether that man does great work or poor work, whether that other man goes on with God or betrays Christ, whether he's active or inactive, whether you have company in serving the Lord or whether you have no company in serving the Lord, the call of Christ to you and me is, follow thou me. Full surrender, full obedience.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.